Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
Welcome you guys to Legacy. We welcome you. This is an Encounter Sunday this morning, and you know, we encounter him all the time, but we intentionally take time aside. If you're visiting, this is an opportunity for us to really equip and activate the gifts of Holy Spirit. We believe that God is alive and well, and we are to equip the saints, that's all of you, for the work of ministry. That's what the Bible says. It's not about the leadership team or anybody else with the microphone. It's about every single one of you who've said yes to Jesus. And if you haven't said yes to him, I invite you to say yes to him today. He's calling your name. Amen. Don't leave this place without dealing with whatever it is. If you need prayer for anything, we always have an altar team and a prayer team. We don't ever want you trying to do things on your own. You weren't meant to do things on your own. You're meant to be in relationship with God and with one another, right? And so we're here as your brothers and sisters in Christ to partner with you in that, any of that heart work, any of that stuff. We got to do it so that we can mature and so that we can believe what he says is true and to walk it out, but so that we can be empowered by the Holy Spirit to go forth and to do the things that he's called us to do, though, too. And yet he's called us to do things that are seemingly impossible because we can't do them. Jesus said, go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, and raise the dead. And he said it pretty plainly like that. But he also said it as a command. He didn't say, pray and ask and maybe. He said, heal the sick. It was a do it. It was a command, right? As if we could. Well, we can as we partner with him. Everything Jesus did, he did surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And so it's about the partnership of Holy Spirit. So we believe at Legacy that every person that receives Jesus, that receives the Holy Spirit, can partner and do the things that Jesus did because he said it. Greater things will you do than I've done. Doesn't just mean greater miracles or greater signs or whatever. It's just a greater number of things. I mean, Jesus was in a little spot, right? Like we have the ability to go all the way around the world and bring heaven on earth. That's part of the call. So what we're going to go after right now, we did a little bit of inner healing, heart healing, mindset stuff, but we're going to go after physical healing. God is absolutely a healer. He is still in the miracle, signs, and wonders business. We had many testimonies even in the first service today, but it's really important that we steward these testimonies. Many of you have seen miracles, have seen healings. It's important for us to stir it up again and to be able to remember, God, I remember when that happened. I remember when you did this. I remember that testimony. I remember that thing, whether it's in your life or whether it's in the life of somebody else. It's important that we have those testimonies. Because if I go about my day and I run into somebody with something going on, I can go, oh, I have that testimony. It's not just mine. Like, I remember I heard that testimony at church, or I saw that testimony, or I witnessed that thing that happened. Amen? So we want to stir that up. Well, one of the gifts of Holy Spirit is called words of knowledge. It's factual information we shouldn't know. God's just telling us. One of the ways that he does it is all the different ways that he talks to us. He'll sometimes tell it to you in your body. So if you walked into the church building and you weren't hurting before you walked in, but all of a sudden there's a part of your body that's hurting right now, that could be the Lord telling you, that's the specific thing I want to heal. Sometimes he'll do that. Sometimes he'll whisper it in your ear. He'll give you a picture. He'll give you an impression. So any of those kinds of things, it just may pop in your mind. All the different ways that we can hear God. There's lots of different receptors, but I'm going to open up the floor because we're family, right? We're family. It's not just about me getting words of knowledge or Jay getting words of knowledge. All of you can hear the Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to give you an opportunity. Just raise your hand or shout them out. Any words of knowledge that you feel like the Lord is healing today. He wants them all healed. Let me just say that. None of that exists in heaven, right? No sickness or disease or whatever. But sometimes there's a now word. Okay, there's the timing of the Lord, and that's what we're trying to partner with. So right now, if you believe by faith, speak out some. We had several spoken out in the first service, and we saw some healings, okay? And so if you know, hear, feel, sense something right now, if you'll just give me a word of knowledge. Who's got a word of knowledge? Yeah. Lower back pain. I claim that from my daughter in Jesus' name. Brain fog. And if you're feeling any of these, please stand up. That's kind of your way of going, oh, that's me. I'm standing in for that one. Cardiovascular issues. Anything specific? Okay. So anything related to cardiovascular, heart disease, palpitations, arrhythmias, any of those kinds of things right now just came to my head. If you're dealing with any of those. Something with the tooth or the teeth, pain or something going on, maybe in the jaw even. I just heard TMJ. If you've got TMJ issues, lock jaw, Anything else? Okay, so let's go next level, though. So we had brain fog, something about mental health or whatever. There's just a lockup in the brain. I'll just say, in general, we went after depression, anxiety, those kinds of things earlier or whatever, but there's just like mental fog. We need clarity, struggling, okay? Just in your mindset or whatever, the Lord wants to touch that for sure. Any others? Ear or equilibrium issues. Okay, yeah, that totally can happen. Any others? What about the hands? Pain in the hands. Okay, so arthritis, carpal tunnel, any things like that. If you have these, stand up. Stand up if you have these. They're like, I need a healing from this. If you guys get some of these words of knowledge, go ahead and stand up about those. That's you kind of saying, okay, that's mine. You're standing by faith. That's what I want, right? Amen. Any others? Nerves. There was nerve or neuropathy kinds of stuff that was released in the first service as well. And I'll release these again. These are ones the Lord always goes after. Bone spurs is something very specific. I don't know why, but he likes to go after bone spurs, fallen arches. Scoliosis was released earlier today too. Any others? Okay, so we're just going to pray a corporate prayer, because if it was a word of knowledge, then a healing is going to take place, right? Now remember, we're all learning and growing, none of us the healer anyway, but we believe that when we ask for bread, he's not going to give us a stone. This is how we exercise faith. Amen? So thank you, Father, for those that are standing right now. Receive the words of knowledge that you've released right now. And God, we thank you by faith that we are healed now as your word goes forth to accomplish what you've sent it forth to do. So we receive that healing. All pain, go right now in Jesus' name. Joints, be loosened in Jesus' name. Brain fog, go in Jesus' name. All pain, leave. We bind up and rebuke any spirit of infirmity, sickness, disease right now. We cancel your assignments in Jesus' name. All inflammation, go in Jesus' name. Bodies come into alignment, into order with the word of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, the next step is to test it out. If there is something that you couldn't do before, try to do it again. If I couldn't raise my shoulder because my shoulder was hurting, we want to try to do it gently. Sometimes there needs to be tests, blood tests or things done or whatever. I understand that. But right now, if there's any shift, any movement, sometimes you'll feel heat or even a coolness in the area of your back. Sometimes that's a sign that adds to faith. Sometimes you feel nothing and the pain's just gone, right? We had a testimony of that this morning. They just woke up. We talked about arthritis today. They woke up and they realized, oh, I haven't been hurting. And it's just weird when you have been hurting much of your life and you wake up with no pain, right? So anybody feel a shift after that prayer? Wave one hand at me. Okay, so we feel a shift. There's been some movement. What I say about that is like we tend to grade like on a scale of 0 to 10. If I had, you know, my pain was at a level 8 and it feels like a 7 or 6 now, that's a shift, right? There's been a shift. We're not just believing it by faith. Of course we are. No, there's been an actual shift. It feels different. Something feels different. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Lord. So we bless what you're doing, Father, with the shift right now. And I pray again, because even Jesus prayed twice, right, before a blind man was healed. So we pray again, Father, and we contend for healing for these ones, Father, who are standing, receiving your healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So again, you can test it out. If there's a way for you to test, kind of move around. That is an act of faith, right? With childlike faith, we want to step into it. So if you couldn't turn your ankles, raise your hands, whatever. So anybody feel a shift in the room again? You want to just wave your hand if you feel another shift. Thank you, Lord. It's okay if you don't. Again, don't let disappointment come in. We just stand in faith. We thank you, Lord. Sometimes healing takes time, okay? We expect miracles sometimes. Miracles are usually instant. Sometimes miracles are creative miracles, right? Like I've seen metal disappear out of people's bodies. I know that sounds strange, but we have x-rays to prove that where it used to be metal is no longer metal. We've seen that happen before, many times actually. And so weird is good. Remember, weird means supernatural, okay? New definition for weird, it's supernatural, amen? Thank you, Jesus. Okay, any others right now? I just want to just test it out. Any others where you feel a shift or the pain's completely gone? We usually say one hand up if you feel a movement, or if you feel like you're completely healed, is totally gone, then it's two hands up like this. You know, why do we do this? I'm training you guys for revival. Because I've been in rooms, Jay's been in rooms, we've been in rooms where the majority of the people are in the rooms doing this. Okay, so that's why we're doing this, so we can train you to be able to do that, because revival's coming, amen, where we're going to start seeing this. But you're also going to go out into the streets, in the highways and the byways, in your homes, in your workplaces or whatever, and people are going to have a need, and you're going to have the bold faith to be able to say, let me pray for you. Why? Because I'm not the healer. God is, so it's not on me. There's no pressure for you to do it. It's just simple faith to begin to pray. Now, those of you still standing, feel free to keep standing. And if you need a healing and you maybe didn't have a word of knowledge called out, but you need a physical healing in your body, please stand up right now. Please stand up and say, Lord, that's me. I want my healing. Jesus paid for it. I'm contending for it. I'm not giving up. By faith, I'm just going to believe. I need a physical healing in my body. I want it gone. Now, you can accept it. I always say this. You can keep it if you want to, but I wouldn't want to keep anything just because we tend to say, oh, well, I'm older. That's just aches and pains getting older. Mm-mm. No, claim the Caleb spirit, right? Right? So no, we don't have to claim that. If you have contacts like I do or you wear glasses, you don't have to keep that. You don't have to accept it. We don't have to accept anything less than what Jesus paid for. Okay? So I invite you to stand. Now, those that are standing, I want someone praying for everybody who is standing. So if you're seated, you are now commissioned as the prayer team. You're invited to be able to find somebody who is standing so that you can pray with them. We don't ever force you to. It's okay if you're new. You don't have to do that. If it's uncomfortable, you're okay. But remember, we're an equipping house. So we want to activate everybody into prayer, simple childlike faith. Find somebody who's standing and who needs prayer. Make sure everyone has somebody to pray for them. Anybody not have someone praying for them right now? Raise your hand, please. If you don't have somebody, we've got one in the back. We've got one in the back. If someone can pray for, thank you, dear. And just begin to pray. We partner. Very simple prayers, childlike faith. What does we want gone? What do we want healed? Thank you, Jesus. We command all pain to go in Jesus' name. All inflammation go in Jesus' name. All heaviness break off right now in Jesus' name. Jaw pain, tooth pain be healed in Jesus' name. Anything that doesn't belong, God, dissolve it in Jesus' name. Recreate what needs to be recreated. We release it right now with the gift of faith, God, with your faith. Restore, restore, restore. We release restoration power. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let your peace come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now test it out. Have them test it out. If there's a way to test it, go ahead and ask. Do you notice anything different? Any heat or coolness? Do you feel like the pain has lessened at all? Is it getting any better? And it's okay if there's nothing there. We can pray twice. It's okay to pray again. Thank you, Lord. We bless what you're doing in this person's life. Thank you that you love them, God. Thank you, Lord. Let your love flow and manifest as healing in their physical bodies. We command all pain to go right now. Muscles loosen in Jesus' name. Backs come into alignment in Jesus' name. We command all pain to go in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Smear healing all over them, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Restore, restore, restore. Restoration power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, now let's test it out again. So see if there's any shift, any change. If you've had a change go on, wave one hand at me. Like, thank you, Lord. There's been a little bit of movement, some healing in a couple people. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. Multiply and accelerate it. Any other two hands in the air? Complete healing. Rob, if you'll come up to share your testimony from this morning. All right. Remember, we have to really guard our hearts to not be disappointed if things don't happen right away. We contend. We don't beg. We contend with God. We believe by faith, and we exercise that faith. Now, if you've had a healing, want you to go ahead and come up and share if you're one of those that waved or whatever. But I'm going to have a couple of the guys share testimonies. Remember, I tell you, in the scripture, it says the power of the blood and the word of the testimony defeats the enemy. Okay? So whether it's your own testimony or testimony, or it's important to hear them because it builds faith. And then you can take the power of that testimony into another circumstance, right? If God will do it for another person, he'll do it for you. He's no respecter of persons. Okay? And so we want to hear the power of the testimony. So go ahead, Bill.
Hey, guys. So I'm just going to make this really quick. But 2023 was quite an adventure for the Trepenning family. I had quite a few diagnoses, but one of which was a really bad one. I was diagnosed with what was called Lambert-Eaton myasthenia syndrome. And when I actually got that diagnosis, I also got the, most people that actually have this also have lung cancer. And so be warned, you're going to be going through a whole slew of testing. So, you know, getting this kind of information from your doctor is kind of like a, oh crap. You know, I mean, I was already wanting to get an answer, and that wasn't quite the answer that I wanted to hear. And I went out to the car, you know, just kind of like, almost like a brain fog, you know, like, I can't believe this, you know, that I just got this diagnosis. I was told that, you know, you're eventually, your muscles are going to start to break down, and you're going to be wheelchair bound eventually, and that's, you know, considering you don't have lung cancer. If you do, then you're probably not going to make it more than 5 years. So, you know, it was a pretty devastating diagnosis. But that being said, I went in my car and I cleared my head and I went to the Father. And with that, I didn't hear the audible voice of the Lord, but I knew it was God, you know. And he told me, he said, if you partner with me and you put in the work, you will be set free. And I ran with it. You know, he states in his word, you know, he took me straight to John 10. It says, my sheep hear my voice. And with that, I was like, okay, this is God. And I know I'm going to be healed from this. It's just a matter of when, you know. And so I don't care what the doctors are saying, you know. I know I'm going to be healed of this. I get it. You know, it's a crappy diagnosis. But God. So I ran with it. Now, am I going to say that everything was roses and blooms? No, not at all. My health took a turn for the worst. You know, they put me on some medication that was extremely toxic, and it just made everything 10 times worse going on it. I know there's people in here that have seen me in here on, you know, on this medication, and it tore my body up. You know, eventually got to the point that I couldn't even walk, and even, you know, I stepped down from the worship team. I stepped down from children's ministry. I even got to the point that I stopped coming here because I couldn't get out of my house. You know, eventually I came off the medication, went to the doctor and said, I can't do this. And my doctor agreed. And he's like, yeah, we got to come off. We got to find something else. Told me to taper off, and I came off cold turkey. Would I recommend doing that? I would recommend talk to your doctor first before doing something like that. But but I did, you know, and by faith, I still kept on that word of, if you partner with me and you put in the work, you're going to be set free of this. And I changed my lifestyle. I changed my eating habits. I got all the toxins out of my house, and I put in the work, and it was not easy. But the work came, and the healing came. I started getting back on my feet. I started walking again, you know, and there's things that I have not been able to do that I can do now. You know, just the sheer fact that I can walk again is great. You know, the sheer fact that I'm now starting to run, it aches my joints, you know, because I think my muscles atrophied a little bit. But the fact that I can at least start making that progress and run is just, I mean, it's testimony enough. But the thing was, I always stood fast on that word, you know, my sheep hear my voice. Yeah. And that's what I stood on. I knew it was God, and I knew right from that moment I was going to be healed of it. It was just a matter of when. And I kept standing on that word. And now I'm here. I'm healed. I went to the doctors. There's no sign of Lambert-Eaton in my system. My blood test came back absolutely clear of everything that I had. You know, and it was just, it's something, yeah, this disease is something that you don't get healed from. That was the first thing they said, you know, because that was the first thing I asked them. I said, all right, how do we beat it? You don't. It's like, man, okay, that hurts. But I stood on that word. And God kept his promise. I kept my end of the bargain. He kept his. It was a conditional promise. and we worked together, we partnered together, we put in the work, I'm healed. Went to the doctor, blood test came back great. Went and did my second, third, fourth, and fifth confirmation, you know, just to prove the test, everything came back good. You know, it even stumped all the doctors in there too. The doctor's like, well, maybe you just had a false positive on your blood test. Okay, well, I see your point there, but what about the confirmations that all the other ones pointed to the same exact extremely rare disease? You know, and he's like, maybe the doctor or other doctor that did those tests made a mistake. Okay, well, going there, does that happen? Not very much, but you know, that's all I can give you right now. I'm like, but God. That's the thing, but God. So with that, I want to release that to you guys. Anyone in here that has that incurable, that's been diagnosed and has that, I have this, it's not going away, let me release that to you. The Father released me of the incurable. So Father, thank you, Jesus, Father. And I just release this healing, Father. I release it over everyone in this room. I release it outside of these walls, all through New Braunfels, Father. Anything, Lord, that is not of you is gone in Jesus' name, Father. And I just declare healing, and I release it, Father, in your name. Be healed.
Wow, praise God. Second time today I've had to follow that. So I was in the Navy for 20 years, walked around on steel decks, and like a lot of Navy men, ended up with plantar fasciitis. It's very common for guys that have had a career in the Navy. Today that word of knowledge was called out, like it has been in many rooms that I've been in before, and I've stood up for it every time. Today I reluctantly stood up, going, is this going to be another one of those days? And I want to tell you, when I stood up, it stopped. The pain was gone. I can't walk in these boots without pain before today, but now it's gone.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Partner, like Bill said, that some promises are conditional. Like, he's not just going to drop the healing. Sometimes he wants to do it with you. There's a co-laboring in it. And I always say this too when we talk about physical healing. As much as we go after plan A and miracles, right, signs and wonders and all the healing, it's not a second class healing for you to go to see a doctor and do the treatments and do what you need to do and seek therapy or whatever you've got to do. Please do it. Okay, God can partner with all of that as well, but there is something about childlike faith, having expectation and hearing. Here's the key, hearing the voice of the Lord for yourself, right? Let him tell you what you're to do, where you're to go, how you're going to be helped. And that way too, he'll guide you in that. Don't just do it just because you think you should or you want to. Really let the Lord lead you in it. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to ask the prophetic team to go ahead and come on up. We're going to spend some time doing some personal prophetic ministry. If you're visiting, prophetic ministry is simply this, another gift of the Holy Spirit that we activate and equip in this house. We believe everyone has the ability to hear God. You had to have heard him to at least say yes to him, be able to interact with God. What we do is we listen for the heart of the Father for a message for someone else. That's prophetic ministry. So oftentimes it's going to be a word that is confirming something he has already been talking to you about. Right? Or it is an invitation into something new. It's an upgrade. And so our job is to give you whatever revelation we have with our version of the interpretation, but you have permission to have a different interpretation with the testing of the Holy Spirit. You judge the word, and you're the one who gets to decide how you apply the word. In fact, you're way more powerful than we are when it comes to that. We can give you a word, but you take it to the Lord, you pray in it, you partner with it. Now, oftentimes, if it just misses it and it doesn't hit, it's okay. I would tell people, I don't flush any words, I shelve them in case they are God, right? And it's just me in denial. So I shelve them and the Lord will highlight them again and bring them back up again, or he'll give me another word about the exact same thing, right? Which he's had to do. Sometimes I'm stubborn. I'm like, I don't really know that I want that word, God, but okay. But But he'll do that sometimes as an invitation. But when you receive the word, I encourage you guys to go back. We are live streaming, and so you can go back and listen to the word, write it down. In fact, I would get in the habit of turning on your phone and recording it or whatever, too, when you're called out and receiving a word so that you'll tend to the word. In the same way as we read scripture and we review it and we pray through it, we want to do that with prophetic words as well. Amen? All right.
Savannah's husband. Sweet. Jonathan. Handsome. All right. So I heard that the Father is releasing his heart to you and that he's going to increase your sensitivity. And since that happened to me not that long ago, I'm going to say that I wasn't excited because I was like, I don't want to be more sensitive. But he was letting me know that the sensitivity doesn't have anything to do with weakness whatsoever. And there's going to be people that you're going to be able to release the Father's heart because you're going to carry it from this moment forth. And you're going to be a massive shift in everybody that you talk to. So I just bless you with that, that you carry the Father's heart, but it's going to be easy. In Jesus' name.
I can add to that. I heard the Lord, I actually saw a picture of a tree with roots going down deeper. And I heard the Lord saying that you're really grounded. Like you're solid, you're really grounded, and your foundations are firm. Like the Lord has done that in you and has made you a firm plantation of the Lord. Like you're firmly planted around the right rock, around the right truth, around the right word. And I actually feel like the Lord's going to take you in this next season at a deeper level of understanding his word specifically. Like he's going to draw certain stories out that maybe you've read before and you're going to see them in a different way, or even other stories that you may not have ever known before. But he's going to start giving you revelation of that word so that that truth goes in at deeper places. Because just like as a tree grows deeper, right, in order for a tree to get taller, the roots have to go deeper. And so I feel like the Lord is saying that about you, that you're like this oak of righteousness where the roots are going really, really deep, but that's because the tree is going to go taller, because the branches are going to go out, and that's what's going to bring shade and healing for other people. People will be able to eat from the fruit of your life because of this season right now that you're in, to be able to go deep in the Lord and in the Father's heart. So I bless you with that in Jesus' name.
Okay, the lovely lady right here, I forgot your name. Gabby? Yeah. Debbie, awesome. Debbie, hey. So I felt like the Lord said that you are in charge of a territory. And so I just want to bless you because I saw actually a palace on that territory and that you were ruling over it. So I just want to bless you, Debbie, that you are important, that you have power and authority and has been given to you. And I just want to bless you to release and to rule with the King, with the Father, with your strength. And I just see grace over the land. Like I literally just see grace and peace flowing out from your kingdom onto the land. So I just bless you that you have that wisdom and it's effortless because that grace, it's like elegant. So I just declare that it's exactly who you are. Nothing needs to change. Just know that that's who you are and bless you with that.
So I totally agree with an area, but it's also a people. And I see like tribal, something like that. I don't know whether it's here in the United States or somewhere overseas or whatever, but God's called you to be an intercessor for whoever he's put on your heart, that tribe, that group, that people group. And there are angels, like she said, you're ruling in this area. You're doing intercessory prayer. You're sending out the angels, the warring angels of God, to do battle over this area and for this people. And their hearts are coming to him without any human intervention other than your prayers. So he's coming to them in dreams, and he's speaking to them through your prayers. So I release that over you, that your prayers are powerful, your prayers are heard and answered in heaven, that you are the dispatcher of angels, that they are at your beck and call, and they're ready to go. In Jesus' name.
Trish, I hear make wish, Trish. make wish. And I hear that the Lord wants to give you the desires of your heart. So I want to encourage you just to be really specific in your petitions in the season. The Lord is going to meet you in your prayers. And so the things that he's put on your heart, he's guided those things to be on your heart. And it's okay to say, okay, God, I'm reflecting that back to you. Because he wants to meet you there and dream with you about how to fulfill those things that he's put on your heart. There's vision there, and he wants to fulfill it. So he's going to give you strategies as you do that kind of back and forth prayer. But make a wish.
That's good. You out on?
Yeah, Trish, I also heard that he's bringing in a new group into your life, a new set of people, a new set of tribe, just that you have the ability when you speak into them that there's going to be a transformation. It's been kind of a surprise because you've been doing a lot of things in a lot of places. He's honing in a lot of the things that he's had you doing because there's something that's his heartbeat that he's bringing you into. So it's new. It's a new beginning. But he says that this is the time now and that he's got you completely ready. All the provision is there. Be excited. So we just release that over you in Jesus' name.
Are y'all actively building something? Are you actively in construction or building something? Okay. So I don't know. What I saw was the Lord laying out some plans. I actually saw it over you, Richard, but I actually saw you like the project manager or whatever. And like the two of you kind of working together, you like as the overseer and the project manager with lots of joy in it. Like this was fun, exciting, this new thing that you're putting together or building. Like I don't know if it was a reno or a new project or whatever it is. But what I saw Richard doing is I saw you going out into the shed and there's all these different tools that are in there and you have everything that's needed. And you know exactly how to use every single one because you're both the kind of people that know how to put things in order and to do things in order, and it's steady. Like I hear the Lord saying, you're very steady. I know that you're very organizational, but I know that there's a steadiness that's in you. It's just very clear, like A plus B equals C. Here's the steps, and here's how we need to do it. But there's a peace that you carry, Richard, that comes along with it. So even though there's like joy and excitement for the new thing that's coming out of Trish, I see like this, okay, there's very logical, this is how it's going to be done, these are the plans, this is how it needs to go. And it kind of reminds me of like when I want to just hang a picture on a wall, I'm kind of like, that's close enough. Whereas like Chris's excellence comes in and is like, let's measure it. Let's make sure it's centered. Let's have like, I see that's the balance of you guys in that too. But I feel like there's something new that's being built in you, for you, and with you. Like I feel like the Lord is building something, but I keep getting pulled back to the shed. Like everything that's needed is available, all the tools, and you know how to use them. So it's not like there's something in there that you don't know how to use, but it's available for you, whatever that means. I don't know, but I bless you with that in Jesus' name.
New word.
So this one is actually for you, young lady, with the kind of, yes, and you over here, Ron. During worship, when we were singing about chains falling, I heard, audibly heard, chains fall from the areas that y'all were in. And I looked up, and the angels around you were picking up those fallen chains, those chains that Satan had used to lie and cheat and to steal from you, to bind you. These angels were picking them up and turning them into crowbars. And he was putting them in your hands, and it didn't feel comfortable to you, but he wanted you to take them and use them to tear down walls that were between you and others, or between others and God. I don't know exactly what the tearing down is all about. You should know what's going on with that, but he's putting that tool in your hand, and it may not feel comfortable right now, but your use of it is going to make it comfortable in your hands. And I just bless what you're doing, what God is doing in you, and I bless what you're going to do with the tools that God has reshaped into something that he can use in your life.
I can add on. Go ahead. Yeah. Just on his, I was seeing yours looks more like a fireman's hook. You know, like the fireman's thing that they used to tear down a wall, something that's, you see somebody's being destroyed over there, something's being destroyed over there, and you're going to tear down the thing that's destroying. And so you can get to it. So I don't think it's just for you. I think there's people in your life that you're going to, because of what God just put in your hands today, it's not just freedom for you, but it's freedom so that you can put out the fires in the people around you, right? So you're going to get breakthrough for the people around you, and you're actually going to be, I see more of a protector role, that God's going to give you assignments of people to protect, to be in a protective role of. But the way that you're doing that is like, oh no, you cannot stop God's goodness coming through here in their life.
That's good. Anybody have an add-on? Any of the other words before?
I felt like over you, I feel like the same, very similar word or whatever, that God's rebuilding something in you right now in this season. And so as he was talking about the crowbar, I started to laugh because not only is that thing becoming a weapon that you're going to be able to use, like you're actually tearing down the very thing that the enemy's tried to come after you with. In fact, I started to laugh because that's what I like to do when the enemy tries to come after me with something. I'm like, oh yeah, now nice try, Satan. Because that's the kind of attitude that you carry. You're like, don't mess with me. Because you mess with me and the people I love, I'm coming after you. And so I feel like there's a real warrior spirit that you carry in that. And the Lord made you that way. He made you to be a fighter and a warrior. But he's going to point it in the direction where he wants you to, because you know who your enemy is. And it's not flesh and blood, but it's the enemy. And you're going to make him pay. And so I see that. I almost feel like the Lord's saying, just begin to make a list of all the areas that he's tried to taint, or he's tried to steal, or he's tried to come after you. It's like a bill that he owes you. Right? And he's going to have to pay recompense now. That was the word I heard the Lord say. It's time for recompense for you. The enemy's going to have to pay back what he tried to take. He's going to pay back 7 times more than what he had tried to take from you. So I release that gift of multiplication over you as well, that everything that the enemy's tried to come after you with, you're going to be able to flip it and with joy be able to laugh, because now it's an upgrade for you and for everybody else around you in that season, because we don't mess with you. What's your name, dear? Jeanette. You don't mess with Jeanette because she's fierce. You don't mess with Jeanette because she's fierce and her people around her are fierce. It's like, I also see that there are others around you that you can lock arms with. There are a few women around you that you know they're like sisters. They're like, you know, I see you like fist bumping them, not high-fiving them as much. You're like, let's go, because they're warriors. Like, they know how to take some stuff out in the spirit. And so I also hear an invitation for you to begin to pray like you mean it.
Whoa.
To begin to pray like you mean it. From that place, seated in heavenly places, right? You pray like you mean it, because there is an authority that you carry in that. I call it earned authority. It's not out of striving, but it's like when I've gone through something, like it's an authority, right? When you've overcome something, you're like, been there, done that. I know how to get through it, and now I'm gonna take 100 other people with me. Does that make sense? I just release that over you, Jeanette, and bless you in Jesus' name.
New words.
Lady in the jean jacket. What's your name? Karen? Carrie. All right. I heard that your warfare season is over, that it's done. And anything that would remind you of it is a lie from the enemy to try to get you back to warfare. But God says, no, we're done. And he is so impressed that you carry the peace of Jesus. That's what the enemy tried to steal in this season. But you carry the peace of Jesus, and is to remain there. So I just declare over you love, that it's going to come, that it's going to be so easy for you to roll in the beauty that God has for you on the other side of this. But I want to remind you, your season of warfare is done.
It is finished. And I heard that in that season, that was that winter, and he's bringing you into the new season. And the thing is this is a life of new beginnings. It's like the Lord keeps speaking about new beginnings. You're brought into a place. This is your home. You can rest. You can. And this is a new season that's going to bring joy. Because this is the thing. You're actually a carrier of joy, and you are frightening to the enemy. Because once you realize what you carry, there's not going to be anything that can stop you. And so we just release that joy over you right now. You are going to walk in a new understanding of your authority. You're going to walk with the understanding of the assignment that he has for you and who he's called you to be. But first and foremost, you're his daughter. And he doesn't let anybody mess with his daughter. You're his.
So I love it because we all had words. Like, as soon as he was like her, I was like, great, great. So I heard the time is now. And I saw you riding off into the sunset in a car with your sunglasses on with Jesus. And you were just, like, it was almost like the end of the movie. Like, it was just everything was set in a place. Everything was completed that needed completed. And it's the time is now. The next chapter is coming. And I just declare that it's a chapter of peace. It's a chapter of adventures with Jesus and just love. And just, I feel like courting. So I just declare that he's courting you. And like a relationship of just love and doing all the things that he knows is just going to cherish you and that you love to do. Like, that's what, when someone's courting you and they're like, oh, they like baking. We're going to take them to a bakery. Like, I just declare the best dates ever with Jesus are to come. I declare that the best dates ever are to come with Jesus. And I just bless you that this is a season of peace. This is a season of ease. This is a season of rest and just exploring with your best friend.
Real quick, Jesus showed me that he's seeking a new and exciting relationship with you, but it's a comfortable one. He doesn't want you to dress up fancy. He's good with your jeans, okay? Come as you are. He loves you, and he's going to do amazing things in your life during this season, and it's going to be a season of comfort and joy. And I release that over you. I release the joy and the peace of Jesus over you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Words? New words that you have? Okay, last one.
Michaela, do you like to swim? Okay, good. So the picture that I got of you was Jesus tossing you off of a dock into the middle of the, you were joyful. But he wants you to go deeper out into the middle of the river. He's tossing you out into the middle of the river. The stream of the Holy Spirit is where he wants you to be. And in this season of your life, he's going to warm up the Holy Spirit water around you and help you to float in it just peacefully and joyfully. But he wants you to go where it takes you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus likes to train at the deep end of the pool. Yeah. You have your word? You want to release that? Yeah. So there's a corporate word. It actually sounds like a personal word. So it may be something very personal that you receive, but I'm going to have him release it as a corporate word.
Yeah, thank you.
So the Father is saying that the house and, let me repeat that. Golly. I'm still on warfare is over. Sorry. Yeah. All right. The Father is saying over the house that many are called, but few are chosen. God's been consistently moving pieces and people in places to bless the body and each individual to show his goodness. The floods of blessing haven't yet been released. There has been good and sometimes great, but the Lord is not settling for anything less than consistent greatness all the days of our lives. Fix your hearts to settle for nothing less. Legacy, you are the gift, just as Jesus was the gift. Everywhere you go, lives are changed. So settle in. You are not becoming the blessing. You are the blessing right now.
Amen. That's good.
So I just released the floods of blessing that Jesus was talking about in this, and I declare that these blessings will come. They will not come way late in the year, but they will come now. That we will be a blessing to each and every single person that we're around. And Father, I just declare that there would be a resolve for consistent greatness, that we would set our faces like flint, just like Jesus went to the cross for the joy. So Lord, may joy fill us now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well done. Well done, Josh. And I'm just going to pray to close us. Father, I thank you for the words that have been released, Father, today, not only of healing of hearts, of bodies and minds, God, but also these prophetic words of encouragement. God, I just ask that you begin to stir in our spirit the truth, even if it wasn't directed toward us. If there was something in there that was stirring in our spirit, God, would you elevate that and bring it forward that we may hear your voice so much more clearly than we ever have before. God, I ask you to unlock ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to comprehend what you're saying and you're doing right now in this season. And I release favor. Favor, 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 uncommon, supernatural favor on everybody that the sound of my voice, that you are favored of God, that he delights in you and that doors open for you because you are favored. Uncommon favor is being released right now to his people. So we thank you and we receive it and we walk in it that we may pour it out everywhere we go to advance your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.